It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and we get to visit this week with District 3 Director Larry Floor for the Nebraska Wheat Board out of the Chapel area. And Larry, very important meeting taking place earlier this week. You guys held an annual meeting looking primarily at the budget. Go over some of what you went into as you started to dissect the budget, a pretty big deal.
Yeah, this is our annual budget planning session that it's usually an all-day meeting. We have probably twice the number of dollar amounts that we can actually fund this year, and so we have to decide which ones are the most important to the wheat producers of Nebraska, and which types of research do we need to continue and so forth, because some of these are ongoing projects, and it's a pretty difficult time. We have a lower number of acres, historically probably lower than we've ever been, and that means that potentially we'll have less bushels raised this year, which bases our checkoff on the bushels, and so we have to anticipate both the value of what the wheat price will be for the coming year, the number of bushels that we'll have produced in Nebraska, which determine the amount of checkoff dollars that we can reinvest back in the wheat industry. So yeah, it was very difficult yesterday, but we got through it, and hopefully we'll see some rewards next year with all the research that we do and that we fund, and the university is very cooperative in working with us. So we got through it yesterday. It took a while, but we did.
Very productive meeting. So some decisions were made then, Larry?
Finalized the budget yesterday, and obviously we're working under COVID regulations and the safety protocols and so forth. So we did have a limited number of people that were allowed at our meeting. We had several on by phone and so forth, but we got all the information we needed, and we set a final budget for the coming year, and I guess it's something we have to live with. Hopefully, we'll be able to see an increase in bushels, and we'll be allowed to spend a little bit more than we actually anticipate.
Let's talk about that wheat crop now. Harvest is just around the corner for a lot of Nebraska wheat producers, and you had a chance at the meeting to visit with several from all across the state here earlier in the week. What are we looking at as far as the progress of wheat in Nebraska?
Well, interestingly enough, we have directors from all across the state, and so we get a broad range of what the whole wheat crop is in Nebraska, and from the very southeast area, the Fairbury area, finally got some rain, and hopefully they saved some of their wheat potential. Most of the state, of course, dealt with a couple hard freezes, and that eliminated a lot of tillers, so we don't know exactly what type of crop we got coming to anticipate. The rest of the state in general had adequate moisture, and the crop is in good condition. The eastern part of the state, the wheat is in the heading stage, and some places, especially in the southwest area, they're fully headed. In our area here in Dual County, we're probably just in the beginning of the heading stage, and you get further into the panhandle and north, they haven't quite started the heading process. So we're dealing with a variation in the crop as far as timing. That happens every year, of course. And we're probably a good 6 weeks away from harvest, but it's always an interesting time. We've had this crop in the ground since September, and so it's been a long, long stretch. Probably the most difficult time was the freezes that we dealt with.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Larry Floor, he is District 3 Director with the Nebraska Wheat Board. With this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, I'm Shaylee Peters.